Today's words of wisdom, Maya could also become a Buddha, will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Olaxese or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. With a history of stately monarchs and heroic figures, modern-day England exudes the image of a noble nation and a kind-hearted people. As a multicultural society that is diverse in religious customs and beliefs, England is truly unique as one of the world's leading countries. It embodies an aura of romance and fantasy, of goodness and gallantry. On the brink of a new millennium, Supreme Master Ching Hai selflessly embarked on an 18-country lecture tour to share the message of hope, love and peace. Her wisdom and wit soothed and rejuvenated the hearts of all who sought to rediscover the inner sanctum of truth and the kingdom of God. We now invite you to listen to Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture entitled Maya Could Also Become a Buddha, given on February 1st, 1997 in London, England.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centres near you.
Alright, so, you want to ask any question?
At one time I felt very light, it was beautiful, the feeling I had, and it was becoming too strong. I was going, my body was moving, really, and I couldn't control it. So I don't know, I was scared a little bit. I asked the messenger, and he said, don't worry, it will pass away. Mm-hmm. And it passed, it stopped. And now I missed it. It doesn't really, it's not the same, and I'm just worried.
Oh, I see. What to do? You know, when you have good experience, or whatever experience, just stay cool. Stay cool. Yeah. Otherwise, you complain and then God says, oh, she doesn't want it. All right. All right. Take it back. You'll have to have it. Okay? Don't have to ask the messenger about the thing that is not harmful to you. As long as you feel light and happy, it should be a good experience. Keep it.
Is it?
Yes. No good to get excited over things that is not a matter at all.
Because God is inside you. He hears everything that you want. So you better keep it. Or next time if it's too much, then you just pray, okay?
Mm. If it's pleasant, then better don't talk. Sometimes also like this, if you share a good experience with other people, sometimes they don't like it. Not because they don't like you to have it, they just feel heavy, you know, like, oh, how come she has it and I don't? And the negative energy that she generated, the depressed feeling, the envious vibration that she sends at that time or later on, will also make obstacle for our meditation. Now, that's why the master advised you not to talk about it. Okay, not that any master is so dictative or so unreasonable. Why? The good thing can't we share, you know? The good thing cannot always be shared. Would you share your husband with somebody else? That's a good thing. No. Although, good things also depend on people's opinion. And something is good to you, but might not be good to someone else. So that's why we should not talk about our experience. Unless it is very unpleasant and disturbing, then of course we seek the master or the teachers, guidance. Huh? It is good. Okay. Otherwise, you have a lot of obstacles. The more people you tell, the more trouble you invite in. Same with spiritual practice. It's the rule. Huh? Once it's registered in the brain something, it will send out signal. Oh, that's not good. That's not good for me. I don't like this. He has it better than I do. Similar with all the kind of material possession. Huh? If you have a car and the neighbor don't have, they also feel envious of you. And sometimes the agitated atmosphere, also you can feel it. Huh? All right. That's the reason why we don't have the same spiritual experience once we disclosed our past. Huh? Okay. All right. You're welcome. But you have it again, okay? Rest assured. Meditate more often and pray to the Inner Master. From today, you will have it. Okay? Not every day, but you will have it the way you did and more. Okay? More. That is not the best experience, anyhow. So don't worry about it.
I have to say thanks very much. I can see you, Master. I was reading your book 2 years ago. Madam, I can contact a friend more about your book. I just feel that's my whole life I'm waiting for. Before meeting you, I just feel my life. Every day I think my life is so good, but I feel depressed. So I feel family and a lot of problem. I can take care of husband and daughter. And when reading your book, I feel everything, problems gone naturally. So every time reading your book and meditation, just feel cry, I want to see you. So today, I can see you. I feel very happy. But 2 years ago, I went to the Edinburgh exhibition and go to your book, a small book. So I don't know where I can find more book. So yeah. I'm waiting for a second year, I go to the exhibition again. So I buy the bottle of your book. So then I understand more and more. More life question, problem, all you talk. So I say, oh, that's his life. So I understand life more. So that's the story. I said, that's the master tell me, teaching me how to take care of children. I have must have patience, she only 3 years. So you teach me a lot of things anyway. Thanks very much. I love you. So now how can I get more patience to everything now?
And it's quite
happy.
I'm also happy for the sake of that kid.
Well, thank you for some book. Yeah, my meditation is wonderful. When my magazine came in, my daughter said, Mom, you are always amazing. So I said, because my husband and my daughter said, a good life, Master. So
yes,
after my husband,
you are pretty.
My husband said, yeah, you look like sister. So after his meditation too, everything my husband. So I feel family, everything's much happier than before.
Oh, good.
Because his disability, so I was having the patience, how I can take care, you know. So after reading your 7-8 books, so everything, learning a lot.
Okay.
Thank you very much teaching me how to spend the problem and the life.
Okay.
And the love.
Well, look.
My children, and my husband, and family.
I'm glad to hear that my books helped you, your family.
Allow my dream become true.
Even though as a spiritual practice, if we do not introspect ourselves, we could still be very selfish. That's why we must remember the precepts, huh? And the noble idea of greater love, huh? Of a greater job, a greater sacrifice. Otherwise, everything disturbs us and we want to destroy immediately. Just to free ourselves. But that is not real freedom. Maybe momentarily we're free, but later we're not. Okay? So whatever situation we are in now, we better just bear it. Okay? If we cannot try, after all our best, we cannot avoid it, then bear it. Huh? Don't try to destroy things or people just to be free. Because we will not be free. Our conscience will bother us the whole life. So my advice for some of you who have not been initiated, or initiate people before, if you have done such thing, you know, like against your conscience or something like that, okay, now forgive yourself. And now we know we don't do it again. Whatever we make mistake in the past, we don't make it again. And that's very important. Mistakes are not bad as long as you don't do it again. As long as you recognize it and finish with it. Because the saying says, to err is human, to make mistake is human. And to repent is the saint. It's not that we are not allowed to make mistakes, or not allowed to think bad thoughts sometimes. It's not controllable. But we, at least we are human, we have brain, we have wisdom. We should know which one is good for us, and we choose always the best one. Because by our choice we can make ourselves more noble, more loving, or less noble, less loving, and make a miserable and useless life out of our existence. So we always have to think before we make a choice. And that's the purpose of keeping the precepts and a vegetarian and all that, because it's reminding us the more noble choice that we should make. Okay? Otherwise we can do anything we want with our life. Even if police catch us or don't catch us, it's not the question. Okay. This just to show you that even such a sweet and beautiful lady like that can be forced by pressure, by circumstance, into a very negative meaning, So that's why we have to always take care that we don't let the situation and the pressure trouble us. We have to always know where to go and what to do. Even though under pressure, we still have to know something, have to know, because we have wisdom. That's why we have to practice meditation. Not that after meditation, you will never think bad or do a bad thing again. You still think because of the habit, but at least you have the wisdom to control. To know which choice is best, is the noblest and the most human, the most saintly for us to make. Alright. Karma, situation, pressure are terrible on human soul. We struggle to survive in this kind of pressurized society and atmosphere. We always have to keep ourselves together, otherwise we can break down anytime and forget our noble purpose. Sometimes people have to do something, and they look, it's so hard and so trying for them, but actually it's good for them. It trains their spirit, trains their mind, trains their body. And they grow up by that. So actually, we should not be too fanatic about everything in life. Otherwise, I tell you what, vegetables also have feeling. And then what shall we do? After initiation, we all starve and die. And don't breathe either, because in the air we have beings, invisible virus and bacteria. You kill them all when you breathe them in. Yeah, the ground that you trample on with your feet, every step kills something. And when you wash your hands, you disinfect things, kills a lot of beings, even though invisible to the eyes. So what shall we both do? We go to the Himalaya, froze ourselves, and say goodbye. We have to live under circumstances, not to be too hard on yourself.
Hello, Master. Thank you for coming to England.
Hello.
Before I was initiated, I used to do breathing exercises, and they used to help me to concentrate. Pranayama.
Pranayama, yes.
With visualization and affirmations.
Yes.
And they used to help me a lot. And since initiation, I've been told that they're detrimental to spiritual practice. And I'd like you to explain why that would be, because I felt that they were really helping me.
You can do a few deep breathing exercises. That should be enough. Because everything that takes your concentration somewhere else except the wisdom eye is harmful to you. It's detrimental to your spiritual practice. You are trying hard now to get back the concentration at where it belongs, at the seat of the soul. And if it wander to the nostril or to the throne or to even now lower level of chakras, then it's a waste of time for you. You just run try half an hour sweating like mad to concentrate on the wisdom eye, and half a minute later you concentrate again at the nostrils, and tomorrow you bring it back again, and you're confusing yourself. Very difficult to bring our attention to the wisdom eye already.
Just you to calm my mind before starting.
You can do some exercise and breathing normally. You know, like breathing, you know, few deep breaths, it's alright. But don't concentrate on that breath. Alright? Because it is material still. It is not permanent.
I just want to say thank you for putting a smile on my face. You make me very happy.
Oh, really?
I was very miserable before, but now I can smile.
Why? Just be happy now.
I'll just cry now.
Yes, cry, honey, cry.
Thank you for everything that you've done for me.
Oh, you have to thank yourself for bringing yourself this kind of gift of life. Thank yourself for being so wise to choose this kind of noble practice. Thanking yourself for letting me help you.
Thank God for putting me on this earth and helping us all.
Yes, we do that sometimes. We do go here and do something.
I love you.
Thank you. I accept that. Yes, it's nice to hear some feedback.
I love you so much.
It's very nice. Thank you. It's very nice and encouraging for me always to hear some feedback, even though sometimes I do not allow it for the reason that we don't have time, you know, for other people with more urgent information or urgent question. The people who are already happy, I normally just cut them short, say, okay, we're here, that's enough, what's the question? You know? Not because I don't like you to talk, it's just that sometimes I think the people already happy, let them, it's okay, I don't have to worry about them. Just the people who are in trouble, then I should know. That's all, okay? But it's really nice every time to hear some feedback. And hearing from you like this is really encouraging for me. So it's very nice always to hear some feedback from you. Also nice for the initiates. They also have the same, and also they have encouragement. Huh? Or if the one who doesn't have it yet, okay, have more faith. Ah, yes, it helps her. It must help me too. It's a new one. So I thank you so much.
We the new initiates, to us, you are our mother. What can we do to give back for you to have something to feed on and get positive energy and healing and all these things that we get from you?
Thank you so much. Okay, just your nice thoughts is already healing. You can send me nice thoughts like that, it's fine. Yeah, when people think nicely about you or worry about you or pray for you, that is the healing power, okay? So that's why we always have to be nice to each other so that they send you positive energy. Or anybody can do that. Huh? Okay.
Thank you, Master, for being here. You know, waited a long time to see you, and you know, you're here and start watching the video, you know, work for real.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like your realistic view. When you have other masters, there's a romantic kind of view painted on them, like they don't feel pain, or you know, everything's graceful, everything's blissful. Mm-hmm. But you talk about your pain, you know, you relate to others, and I really thank you for that, because you bring the truth home, you know, and I'm really grateful for that.
I swear to God, I always be truthful. That's what it is. You don't romanticize about mastership, you know, I tell you, it's the hardest job in the universe. It's okay, you don't even understand it. I tell you, you understand, but you don't realize it anyhow. So it's all right. I have pain, I have pleasure, I have everything that you have. Except that I know them for what they are. I value them or use them for specific purposes instead of letting them control me or drag me down. That's all. That's the purpose of all of us when we practice the wisdom so that we can choose what is better for us and for the people around us. Not that I became a master and I all my passion annulled, finished. No, that's just like talking about Buddha statue, you know.
Thank you, Master.
Yes.
My wife was initiated 3 years and 9 months ago. When I talked to her by international call, yesterday say I will be initiated today.
Oh.
She cried immediately.
Why is that? So happy.
She waited for so much time, so long.
Oh, yeah.
Three years and 9 months.
You have been very bargaining, huh? Next year, huh? Oh, good for her. Good for you.
Yes.
But you take your time to consider, you know, make sure that the path you follow is correct and then that you will keep it later.
Actually, that's why I told my wife.
Uh-huh.
And my son also was initiated last year in Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
So my whole family, actually, we already a holy family now.
Ah, congratulations.
Actually, I have a question because normally, especially during winter, there are quite some homeless people on the street.
Yes.
So we would like to show our sharing with them.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we give them money or sometimes we give them some others.
Yes.
But sometimes apparently they just need the money to go to the pub to have a cup of drink.
Mm-hmm.
At time, if I think that he's or normally his attention is that, mm-hmm. I will not give him money.
Mm-hmm.
If I have something instead, like a bag of bread or or cookies or sweets, then I just pass to them.
Yeah, fine.
But the problem is, there are so many homeless people on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I will not prepare a lot of bags, Santa Claus.
You know? Yes.
So what do you recommend we should do?
You give what you want. It'll be spontaneous. I always prepare some money in my pocket. Whenever I see a homeless, just give him a bunch. I don't care what he does with it. But it's up to you, of course. You have to give to whomever you feel good about it. So when I give, I don't think. I always respect the people that give me the chance to do this honor, to honor myself and to honor him. I would not think negative about the person who gives me such an honor of loving kindness. Huh? So give, don't think. Don't think of the reason.
Thank you, Master.
Okay, pray God for him, and then give him as you give to God. Yeah? And God does whatever God wants with God's money. Okay? Yeah, again, no problem. Yeah, okay.
What would be the karmic implications of spending one's free thought on sending loving kindness out to all people? Is there any responsibility that would go with that? Or is that, would you recommend that?
When we meditate, we already have a very noble purpose in mind. That's why we meditate. We want God. And that is the most loving kindness we could send out to anybody, to the world. They benefit automatically. But in some cases, for our own good, we feel, okay, I send today loving kindness to this person, special gift. Yeah? More personal. It's fine too. Yeah? People always benefit from a very loving and friendly vibration anyhow. But meditation is already good in itself. When you always think of God in your mind and contact with God, the benefits just come out automatically. Huh? God knows what to take care. At that time we don't really need to send. But of course when someone is sick or you or need our help or need our prayer, we direct to that, and that's very quick and beneficial. At least to ourselves. Huh? We think, oh, I'm kind. At least you've done your duty and your conscience feel good. Okay? So, whatever we give, it benefits us immediately.
Thank you, Master.
Okay.
I'm very glad to be initiated today. I have a question. What do you think about modern science? I do some research on computer science. I found some, nowadays many people do the work, do research in the academic. It's a games, just a games. As I think, my work is to just it's not necessary, just for some games. If I write a paper to attend the international conference, I find that I do this game is nice, just for me, it's not useful.
Why? Then why do they make the conference?
Yes, many professors of some research scientists in the in this world do this kind of things. I have met many some very famous professor scientist in UK in
yes. Well, they are doing the job.
So what do you think about this science for this world?
It's not about the science that we should think about. It's about the individual who operate on science. Science of us, and we of course should pursue and research a lot of things for the benefit of mankind. But if some people choose not to do it, or just do a little short while for the sake of having a PhD, well, that's their choice. Yeah, people can choose to be more noble, more dedicated, or choose to be just ignorant and selfish. What can we do about it? But that's not science, that's the individual quality, okay?
Yes, the problem is all these works, all the people, for example, for the education for the young people, nowadays, many students study more, spend more time on the on study some science. Maybe these things are not useful. Comparing with the spiritual life, these things, if this world is not good, we should go to high level.
Yes, that's right. Okay, I understand.
Yes.
I understand. We spiritual people still need food, still need medicine, still need clothing, still need everything. So that is the job of science, okay? And of course you cannot expect that all the science students became excellent or became a great scientist like Einstein or other great scientists. Well, at least they know how to clean their hands, you know, and disinfect their laboratory and don't make the battery jump out of the tube into your throat, for example, like that. It's already helpful. Okay. Just like in a literature class, not all students will become a literature professor later. They'll do something else, and they can make use of whatever they learn from the school. We just have to go the middle way, huh? Everything's all right. Science is good, spiritual is also a science. And then if we add material science also, it helps people, huh? Many people don't practice spiritual, so they have to rely more on material science. We can't just cut off everything, okay? They're doing fine, they're doing fine. Even though out of 1,000, maybe only one distinguished and excellent scientist. But that's the way it is with the world. That's the way it is with diamonds and gold. It's not stones, it's not dust, it's not the leaves in the forest.
Hello, Master. Could you talk about the difference of ego and the self-confidence?
Self-confidence is that you know what you are and what you have. Ego is that you don't know anything and insist that you do it your way. For example, like that, okay? Self-confidence is just you state in the fact, like I can do this, I've learned it. I've done it before, I can do it again. That's no problem, that's a self-confidence. You're just stating the fact, the ability that you have. Ego is just, okay, you argue with everybody, you say no to every question, every request, even you know or not know is right. You just say, no, that's not possible. No way, thing like that. Just because you argue for the sake of arguing, instead of you argue for the fact or for knowledge, for the benefit of others, or just for the fairness of the argument, and that is self-confidence. You talk about what you know. You guarantee what you can. But ego is just very troublesome, troublemaker. It just denies everything, even the good things, you know, and damage everything, even when he doesn't know how beneficial that thing is. Just insist on being right all the time, or most of the time, despite any fact, any benefit of the knowledge. You just think you're the best, when you are really not. You just think you know everything. You proclaim that you know everything when you don't. For example, okay? That's the issue.
Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Thank you for watching today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again tomorrow for part two of Maya Could Also Become a Buddha. Coming up next is music and poetry, after noteworthy news. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May your life be graced with compassion and wisdom.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.